It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this. Hello, my lovely friends. It's Friday. I'm sitting on the couch. The baby is napping and I'm recording this episode. It's a good day. It's going to be a great weekend. We got this. 10 books that changed my life and why. So essentially, I'm going to name them and I'm going to give a quick summary of what the book is about and why it helped me. Please note that every book that I'm going to mention, I purchased in audio version. This is because I do like to sit down with like a physical book, but there's just something that is very powerful to hear someone speak the words. Like there's more expression to it. It's a bit more like intense, I guess, than just reading it. So I love audiobooks for that. I feel like they also add like extra stuff that would not be in the book. So yeah, if you can, I would highly recommend having it audio. It's perfect for when you go for a walk outside, or even if you're like folding laundry in the house. Like that's why I love audiobooks for that. So, there's no particular order to the books that I'm going to name. But I do want to say that the first one that I'm going to name is probably one of the first that I listened to right before like changing my life for the better. I really made like a 360 in my life, and right at that point, like I read that book, and that helped me a lot. So keep in mind, all of these books were part of my personal growth, personal development journey. When I started really working on myself and really putting the time into the time and effort into like getting to know who I am and really getting to know what I want out of life and started working towards that, like my life changed like 100%. Like the person that I was like 4 years ago is like, it's, I don't even know who is that person. Like I'm a completely different person, different mindset, different goals, different approach to life. And it's all because of personal development. So these books here are going to help you if you're in a hard period right now, if you're struggling, if you want more out of life and you're just not sure how to get there, give a listen to these books and it's going to help you tremendously. So the first one is like the first two are really about like attracting and manifesting your dream life. And the first one that I was telling you about earlier that really kickstarted my journey was The Secret by Rhonda Burns. So it's all about the law of attraction, money, health, happiness, relationships. And what I like about the book is they give real life examples. So there's a bunch of different people, you know, like telling their story about how they were able to attract and manifest things in their lives. I started doing it and I was very skeptical at first, but I started doing it. And guys, it's crazy how it works if you believe it will. If you have, like, if your faith is like 100% on the fact that no matter what, whatever it is that your heart desires, it's going to happen. Like it is going to happen. Just give it time. The universe will literally like move mountains for that impossible thing to happen. I remember I started doing it with like small things like, oh, I'm going to, you know, see a heart-shaped thing on my walk this morning. Bam, I would see one. So I started doing it with like small, insignificant things. But then I was like, okay, let me level up a little bit with my manifesting game. And if you've known me for like the past few years, you know that I've literally manifested everything that I've had on my vision boards for like the past 4 years. Like, I need to keep updating it and like changing it because they just all happen. So that's really the power of visualization, the power of manifesting. I remember I wrote down a specific amount of money that I wanted to have by a certain date. And the things that happened in order for me to get that money, it was insane. I remember getting a check in the mail from an old insurance company from like, I don't know, like from like 5 years prior. Like, I don't even know what that check was about, but it was like a fairly big amount of money. And when is it that you ever receive a friggin' check from an insurance company? Like, from like so many years ago. I can't remember what it was. It was something about shares. I don't know. Anyways, I was like, what the hell is this? Like, money will just like flow to you if you believe it will. And if you're like open-minded, like really pay attention. Especially with money, because sometimes in your mind, you want to see, like, you want the physical money, like, directly in your bank account, but sometimes it will come in form of gift cards, or someone will pay something for you. So this is all, like, it all counts, you know, towards that dream that you have of getting that extra money. Anyways, so just keep that in mind. And really, really make a vision board. It's super friggin' powerful. And maybe I'll even do like an episode on this and how I do mine, but extremely, extremely powerful. I have one, my partner have one, like Amelia's gonna have one. It's really a must if you want to achieve things in your life. The second book, Super Attractor by Gabrielle Bernstein, whatever. I'm going to butcher a few names here today. So like, I'll just write down all of the books and the names of the authors like down in the description of the episode. So if you're not sure what I said, just go back and look it up. So this book here is kind of goes hand in hand with like attracting and manifesting. But it's really for you to remember where your true power lies. It's going to talk about how when you feel good, you attract the good, and how to do less and attract more. Relax and trust that what you desire is on the way. Know that spiritual guidance is available to you at all times. And like, there's a part of the book that's like kind of like a, I call it like a guided audio prayer. I actually have that short, like, it's not really a prayer. It's like her speaking about like super, like you're a super attractor. And it's like very short, but very powerful. I have it saved in my files on my phone and I listen to it every single day. So really, really great book. Easy to understand, a bit more straightforward maybe than The Secret. So yeah, probably one of my also a life-changing book that I recommend a lot. Now we're going into two books around like healing. So if you're going through something that, you know, is hard for you right now, or even if you did go through something already, but I don't know, you want to make sure that you're really healed, these two books are probably for you. So one is When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal by Brianna. I think it's Weist. I don't know. I said I was going to butcher names. Here we go. So this one is really how to begin consciously piecing together the full truth of who we were meant to be. And it's around like 45 and more little stories that's going to really help you find inner peace and embark on a path of true transformation. So powerful. Topics that are so common to like what we do as humans and why we should, you know, look at things differently. That book was super, super powerful. I actually have it in audio, but also the paper version. So sometimes what I do is if an audiobook really speaks to me and it's like super powerful, I end up ordering it in like a paper format so I can like, you know, have post-its on specific pages. I highlight stuff in there. Sometimes I go back to it when I need to. And to be honest, like out of the 10 books that I have here, there's like 6 of them that I have in paper format. So just keep that in mind. So really good book. The fourth one, also in like the healing section, is Welcome Home by, I'm going to butcher this one, Najwa Zibian. I think that's how you pronounce it. So it's basically like a blueprint on how to build like a strong foundation of self-worth, belonging, and happiness. It really talks about like the rooms that we have within our home, and our home being like ourselves. So it really talks about like the different rooms, and one is like self-love. Then we have forgiveness, compassion, clarity, surrender, dream. Really interesting. I love the way I love the way this was created, because it's really like how to create that solid, solid foundation and how to build from that. I really love that book. Then we are moving into, oh my God, Understanding Love. These two books here really, really changed my perspective, really helped me through my separation and my divorce. I've suggested these two books to basically each and every one of my clients that were going through separation or a divorce. Super powerful. So number 5 is You Only Fall in Love 3 Times by Kate Rose. This is like a game changer if you're trying to understand where you are in life in terms of relationships. So the first type of love is soulmate. This is like giving you like a glimpse into what you dream of in terms of love. It's oftentimes like the relationship that you have when you're in high school. It's like the puppy love. You think you're in love, but really it's not love. It's just giving you that glimpse of what love could be. And then you have karmic love, which is you're so desperately trying to make it work that you're forgetting that like you're just maybe like forgetting that maybe it shouldn't be that hard. Like maybe you don't have to be that desperate to try and make something work. It's often toxic. And it's just so powerful and so well written. Like it's really detailed, so you can really relate to each type of love. And the final love is Your Twin Flame. It's so easy that sometimes you can't even recognize that it's love. You don't even know that it's love. It's really accepting ourselves as we are, because that's exactly what the partner does in a twin flame relationship. And just like also something that I found like really interesting is that every type of relationship, so soulmate, karmic, twin flame, can come more than once, meaning that you can have more than one soulmate relationships, you can have more than one karmic relationships, and you can't have more than one twin flame though. So essentially, you're going to keep having soulmates and karmic relationships until you understand and heal from them so you can actually meet your twin flame. So if you keep getting into relationships with friggin' assholes, that's probably because every single time you're not learning the friggin' lesson that the universe is trying to send you. So for as long as you don't understand that lesson, learn from it, and act differently, you're going to keep falling into that same cycle of toxic relationships until you heal from that, you understand that, and then you become who you're meant to be, then you're going to meet your twin flame. And it's going to be so easy compared to that karmic relationship that you're going to be like, this is boring. Where is my adrenaline rush? Like, why am I eating broccoli when I had, you know, chocolate before? Like, but you need to realize that what you have, if it's easy, if it's simple, if it's peaceful, that's how it should be. So friggin' learn to love the broccolis and like put spices on there, put cheese on there, like, because this is where you're meant to be. Like, if they accept you exactly as you are and they love you unconditionally and they're like kind and it's respectful and it's easy and it's peaceful, why would you go back to something that is like so unpredictable, toxic, like harmful, hurtful? Anyways, I could go on like for friggin' days about this because it's such a good book. Anyways, moving on, the second one about like understanding love and such is The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. It became such a popular topic like maybe like a few years ago, but still a very, very powerful and relevant book. So the five love languages are essentially physical touch, words of affirmation, act of service, receiving gifts, and quality time. So it's really important for like not just you to know and understand your love language, but it's like crucial that you know and understand the love language of your partner and vice versa. Like, how can you show up for that person? How can you make sure that their love tank is full if you keep giving them the wrong type of love? I'll give you an example. If my love language is physical touch, so I love, you know, getting hugs and kisses and just holding hands and pat on the back. Like, if that's the way my love tank is getting full, if my partner does not give me that because that's not how they like to receive love, I'm going to feel so resentful and so sad and so frustrated as a result of it. So it's so important that you understand your love language and that you understand the love language of your partner and vice versa. Like, this is key to a healthy relationship, and this should be discussed like essentially from like day one. Because as soon as you know what it is, even if it's not your love language and it feels maybe it doesn't feel natural to you to give that type of love, you still need to do it. That's a type of effort that you need to put in the relationship, because like, you want it to last. You want your partner to have a full love tank. You want them to feel fulfilled and happy in the relationship. So there's, I think that's where the effort comes in. I hate when people say, oh, relationships are so much work. I don't agree with that. I think it should be easy and simple and respectful, like we mentioned from the twin flame relationship. But I do think that in terms of the love language, that's where the effort comes in, and that's where you should be doing what your partner likes to receive. So as an example, my partner, it's act of service. It's his number one. And by the way, you can have more than one. There's just, if you're not sure which one you are between two, like, ask yourself if there's one that you could go without and if you'd be still super happy and in love. So my partner is act of service. I know that if I bring him gifts, if we spend quality time together, if I give him words of affirmation, if I, you know, touch him and kiss him, yes, he's going to feel the love and he's going to be appreciative of that. But it's if I really want to like full his love tank, it's act of service. It's doing something for him, like having a meal ready for him when he gets home, having his laundry all done and put away, having, I don't know, calling to book his appointments for him, because I know he's busy. That's the type of love that he, you know, that makes him super happy. So super important to keep that in mind, and really have that conversation with your partner. So, all right, now we're moving into the mindset piece. So number 7 is The Power of One More by Ed Milet. I listen to his podcast every single week. I share it all the time. I love him. I love the content. I love the guests that come on his podcast. Like, super powerful, great information. Just love the guy. And he wrote a book. It's The Power of One More. So basically, have one more intentional thought and action every single day to discover your best life. So you're like, basically what the whole book is about, how whatever it is that you're doing, just do it one more time. Give it one more day. If you feel like quitting today, just don't. Don't quit for today. Just give it one more try. Because often what happens is we have this massive goal and we are so close to achieving it, but we quit because we just can't see it happen. We like feel that we're so far from reaching it, and then we just quit before it happens. No, like, just stop focusing on, you know, I have 2 years left before I can achieve this. No, focus on today. Today is just being in the present moment and achieving it, conquering today. And then tomorrow is a tomorrow issue type thing. So just keep going one more time. Super powerful. I think his dad really helped write this book, because his dad was an alcoholic, and he was basically not drinking for years. And he really put the emphasis on the power of staying sober one more day, instead of thinking of years of being sober, which can be scary. So super powerful. The next one, number 8, is The Energy Bus by John Gordon. So it's essentially 10 rules to fuel your life, work, and surroundings with positive energy. So essentially how your mood and your mindset affects everything and everyone around you. So like, essentially it tells a story of this person who was miserable every day and who just had like a bad negative attitude, negative energy, and how it was affecting literally every single thing and everyone in his life. So it's kind of like the first two book that I named, like The Law of Attraction and The Power of Manifestation. Yes, like, if you're thinking positive stuff and you're attracting good stuff in your life, it's going to come in your life. But the same happens to you if you're being super negative and having like a really negative energy around you. The universe is going to respond the exact same way and is going to give you even more reasons to be miserable and negative and sad about your life. So it's really talking about that and how this guy really changed his life and surroundings just by changing his energy and his mindset from negative to positive. So really great book. Number 9 is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. So how to overcome false fears and beliefs that we have, and we all have that, and therefore how to eliminate barriers to success. So he really talks about, there's like two zones that we have in our lives. So we have a zone of excellence and we have a zone of genius. This was super interesting to me because your zone of excellence would be like, if I take me, for example, I am an accountant, CPA. I'm great at what I do. This is my zone of excellence. But over the years, I was able to discover that I have a zone of genius. And my zone of genius is when I'm coaching people, is when I'm helping people. It's when I'm doing this. It's when I'm giving you, insight. It's when I'm giving you energy. It's when I'm giving you light and love. Like, this is my zone of genius. And people often get, they stay in their zone of excellence, and that is great. We need people like that in the world. But if you tap in your zone of genius, that is where you become basically invincible. That's your calling. That's why you are on this planet Earth. So I urge you to read that book. If you feel like you're meant for more than what you're currently doing, and you just feel kind of stuck and you don't really know how to get there, you need that book in your life. Number 10 is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. So essentially, this book wants to give you the difference between working for money and versus having the money work for you. So the society and, the older generations, they're really telling you to get a stable job, a 9-to-5 job, a pension, something that is safe and secure, and work for someone else, essentially. But this book is really telling you, like, it's helping you challenge your beliefs around money, and it's really giving you the difference between, so this Robert guy, his real dad was working the 9-to-5 job for someone else, chasing paycheck to paycheck. And his best friend's dad, which he calls his rich dad, had a completely different view around money. And all he was teaching him was like how to have money work for you instead of you working for someone else and working for money. Basically telling you the difference between an asset and a liability and how to look at those things and have passive income. Super interesting. It's not overly complicated to understand. It's not like written in a financial way that's like super deep and like tiring. It's like actually made quite simple. So a really good book if you're at a place in your life where you need to change your mindset around money. So, woo, this was long. But these were the 10 books that really changed my life. I hope it's going to change yours as well. And of course, like, I love receiving feedback. I love receiving ideas for my next podcast episodes. If you have something that you wish I would talk about, please send it my way on Instagram. It would be my pleasure to write an episode on that if I feel like it's something I can help with. And of course, when you share my podcast episodes, like, that's how it helps me reach more people. It helps me serve more people. So if there's any episodes that really resonates with you, please share it, talk about it, tag me in your stories, and it really helps me. It motivates me, and it kind of confirms that what I'm doing is making a difference, and it really gives me kind of that positive push to keep going. So I love you all. I hope that you're having an amazing day, and thank you for being here. Thank you for working on yourself, working on your mindset. You're making a difference in the world, and I'm super proud of you. So I love you. I see you, and we're going to talk next week.